Hello, welcome to Ambit Energy. My name is Chris Atkinson. I'm a national consultant, and I just want to congratulate you for getting your business started with us. What I'd like to do now is take a few minutes to just share some things with you that we believe will help you to build your business. Some simple steps. The first thing we want to help you with is let's get your investment back. You just spent $100. Let's earn that back instantly. Now, what the company asked you and I to do is to just go out and gather a few customers. Customers that are going to do what? They're going to pay their bill month after month after month anyway. Let's talk to you about some simple things with it. For the most part, you and I should, well, we should become our own first customer, right? I mean, you want to be a product of your own product. Next is, hey, let's pick up the phone and call mom and maybe walk next door and talk to the neighbor. But what are we going to say? Well, to me, it was simple. Hey, mom, I really need a favor. I just started a new business. I'm helping people save money month after month on their energy bills, and I need you to be a customer of mine. After my mom and dad became a customer, do you know what they actually did? They walked next door with me, and we went and talked to our neighbor and asked him the same thing. We said, sir, I just need a favor from you. I know you pay your electricity bill every month. Would you mind being a customer of me and my new company? He instantly became our own customer because I just asked him for a favor. If you want to know the whole truth, he didn't even ask me the rate. He was just doing me a favor. You see, that's keeping things simple, isn't it? You know, we don't need to complicate this. To this day, I still don't have a clue how electricity is generated. All I know is that everyone uses it, and everyone pays the bill month after month. And all I need over time is a small handful of customers, and they're all going to be my friends and my family members. And they're just going to do me a favor because I asked honestly. I asked nicely. Do you know, I would not have joined Ambit Energy if they told me I had to go to the mall with a big sign saying, hey, I'm in Ambit, would you like to be my customer? They said, just go talk to your friends, your relatives, and your neighbors. And that's exactly what I did, and it allowed me to do what I'm sharing with you. It allowed me to get that initial check for $100 by simply asking a couple of people for a small favor. That's it. Now, once you accomplish that, you've made your investment back. Let's go build a business, right? The first thing we want to do now is get you promoted. Who doesn't like promotions? Let's get you to that regional consultant position. Now, how do we do that? It's an easy formula. This is something I want you to write down and memorize. 5, 2, 6. 5 is the customer points. Now, you've already done that because you've made your investment back. So let's switch gears and focus solely on building your business. So tomorrow when you go to work, let's share it with a coworker. Maybe you have a friend named Bob, and you work with him, and you go share with him what you're doing. He likes what he sees. He joins you in business. Maybe you call your friend Steve. Steve watches the online video, likes what he sees. He joins you in business. So now you have the two personally sponsored consultants. Now, the reason that I wanted you to get your initial customers instantly is because you can share that story with your two personally sponsored consultants. Tell them how you did it in 24 hours. What are they going to do? Duplicate and repeat exactly what you did. So now you've done the 5 personal customer points, the 2 personally sponsored consultants, help them do the same. That gives you the team of 6, and now you're promoted to regional consultant. That's the simple basic building blocks of how we get promoted. Now, how do we get all this started? By making a written list. That's right. Let's go old school for a minute. It must be a written list using a pen and a notebook, right? It has to be. I know some of you are saying, Chris, come on. This is technology age. I have my cell phone. It has hundreds of numbers in it. Great. You'll be off to a good start as soon as you take the phone and write each name and number down on a notebook. A written list. It allows you to track your business daily. It allows you to remember who you've called. Maybe you can even take a couple of notes on what they've said back to you. Because now, let's teach you what to say to them. You have your list. Now it's time to learn the invitation. An invitation is short, sweet, and to the point. Let's roll back the clock and roll back in time. Go back to second grade, right? It's your birthday coming up on Saturday, and your mom sends you to class with the invitations to your birthday party. Do you remember those invitations? Maybe you're the mom today, and you just sent your kid to school with them. What does the invitation say? Hey, Saturday, January the 2nd, is Johnny's birthday. It's going to be from 1 to 3, and here's the address. That's all it says. It doesn't say that Bozo the Clown is going to be there, or you're going to have orange, red, and green Kool-Aid. It doesn't say anything like that. It's basic, and it's simple. Let's translate that to ambit. Hey, Bob, this is Chris. I found a new business that I'm super excited about. I'd love to share it with you. Do you have 15 minutes? Short and sweet. Remember, you're inviting someone today to present to them tomorrow. How do we present the opportunity? In a multitude of ways. We have our Success From Home magazine. You have your Ambit Energy 526 websites. You have the new mobile app from Ambit Energy. You have a multitude of ways. You have the live business presentations. That's my favorite. You see, when I bring my guests to the live business presentation, I get to introduce them to a multitude of other people. They start to see instantly that teamwork is going to play a major role in their success. So if I could ever like set my miracle order of sharing the information with people, I would always invite them to the live meeting. If for some reason they just can't make that, maybe it's a friend that lives in another state, then I send them to the website. Right? So I want to have them at the live meeting with me. One of our other favorite ways, though, is called a one-on-one, where I'm going to go meet my prospect at a Starbucks, maybe in my own living room, having what we call a home party, where I can invite a few of my friends and my neighbors over, and I can just put in the DVD from the magazine and let them see what I'm doing. Now listen, this is where it gets to be fun. It truly is. You see, at the end of the presentation, that's when we have to do the next step. We have to ask them for a decision, right? Someone asked me if I was ready to get started, and I said yes. So I knew that I must do the same. So at the end of any presentation, I always look at my guest and ask them that simple question. Are you ready to get started? Now, there's a few responses they could give. Yes. Well, okay, I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to go help them get started. They could say, no, you know, that's just not for me. Great, I understand. It's not for everyone, but I would like to go ahead and save you some money on your energy bill. And sometimes they'll say maybe. You know, maybe they need some more information. Well, one of the first things I do when someone says maybe is I go ahead and enroll them as a customer. Absolutely. Now, the next thing I'll do is see what it is. What is it that they need? What's the additional information that they might need so that they can make a yes or no decision? It might be that they just need to hear from someone else. We actually call that the three-way call, the three-way close. It doesn't necessarily have to be a call. It could be at the live meeting. It's just that what you're going to do is allow yourself to step out of the way. You're going to have that third party person do the validation for you. So maybe you're sitting with someone in your own living room and they say maybe. They have a couple of questions. The best thing you can do is tell them, I knew you would have questions. Most smart people do. But I'm new at this and I really don't feel comfortable answering all your questions. Let me get someone on the phone that can help. Now, we will set that up in advance. You know, my sponsor or someone in my upline is going to have already been notified that I may need them to answer some questions in about 30 minutes. And when we get close to the end of the presentation, I will resend another text saying, may need your help in 5 or 10 minutes. I just want them to be aware that I'm out building my business and that I may need their help. So now let's look at what we've done. We've made your money back. You've learned the invitation. You've learned the presentation, right? You've learned how to let others help you. But let me ask you one of the most important reasons of all. Why'd you get started in the first place? That's what you need to think about right now. You see, for me, it was simple. I was 38 years old, and I was down and out. I was back living with my parents after had been foreclosed on for the third time. Life just hadn't worked out for me yet. But one person thought enough of me to give me a phone call and ask me to drive over 200 miles to see Ambit Energy. To me, it was a no-brainer because I did not know one person that wasn't already using electricity in the state of Texas. So I knew I had to get started. I just couldn't. So I had to borrow the small investment just to get my business started. Today, 9 years later, my life is totally different. But it's all because I followed that same step-by-step system. So why would you do this? Do you want a new car, a new house? Maybe you just want to get caught up on your bills. Maybe it's your family. You see, I had a son that was in high school, and he was never going to be able to go to college. But since someone did share this with me, he's now graduated college, and he has no student loans to pay back. So what I learned is that I make the list, I learn the invitation, I learn the presentation, I learn how to let others help me, and I learn to teach others to do the same. That's our final step. It's simply repeat. Repeat, repeat, and teach others how to do the same exact thing. And if we can keep it that simple, success is guaranteed to come your way. But it's all about getting not just you, but others from within your organization plugged into the same simple step-by-step system. I hope God blesses you with all the fortune that you've ever dreamed about with our company, Ambit Energy.